Hey everyone, how you doing? Andy Rosas here.
And I'm Michael Manrique.
I'm trying to fit into the screen. Look at this. Mike, yeah. Nice shirt, by the way, Mike.
Thank you.
You look like a lumberjack.
It's my Al Borland shirt.
Yes, from, what show is it?
Home Improvement. Time?
Yeah. That's right, Home Improvement. Awesome. Well, welcome to this week's episode, everyone. Agents, we're going to talk about how to deal with adversity, because Mike, I think there's some adversity when you're a realtor. Do you think?
Just maybe.
Maybe some.
Just a little bit.
Maybe some. So we're going to, by the time you're done listening to this episode, whether it's the podcast, Facebook Live, Instagram, wherever you're going to see this or hear this, you're going to know exactly how to deal with adversity, walk away with some nuggets in doing so. But before we get into the topics, first, let's talk about our webinar. You want to learn more about, you know what you should be doing in your real estate business, but you don't know what you should, you know, you don't know what's getting in the way. Well, we have a free webinar for all of you. So make sure you guys click on the link below. We'll post it in the comments below. And it's also howtoguys.com/webinar. And check out that free webinar. Tons of free content in there for you to understand what's getting in your way.
All right.
And Mike, what else do we say before we start the content?
That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. And the Facebook group. Join the Facebook group. Make sure, guys, we're going to put the link below as well for our Facebook group, because I don't know where you're listening to this. We have a community of like-minded realtors that want to do more and be more, improve their habits, their productivity habits, prospecting habits. If you want to improve all these things and live a better life, not only as a real estate professional, but as a person, join the free Facebook group, okay? And we'll put the link below, or you can just go into your Facebook and search for How To Guys with the number 2 in the middle, right there.
Yeah,
that's how it's spelled. And join the community. So, Mike, I've been doing a lot of talking. You can kick us off about adversity and dealing with it, you know, and kick us off, man.
Right. So obviously a lot of realtors deal with adversity at some point, right? It's easy for us to jump into this profession with high expectations, high hopes. For a lot of real estate agents, you're jumping into this profession not as your first career choice, but probably your second or third, right? And when considering that, you know, you're thinking that this is your holy grail. This is going to allow you to not only get the things you want, the material things, but live the life that you ultimately want, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, be able to spend time with your family, be able to go on vacation more often, and ultimately make as much money as you put into your business.
Correct.
Right? But what do we run into as soon as we get our license and as soon as we start getting out there? Well, we hear the word no all the time. So adversity is something that if you're not used to dealing with, right? If you're not used to hearing the word no, if you're not used to putting in a certain amount of work and not getting the same result again and again and again, well, and then this is all going to be, feel uncomfortable and it's going to be difficult, right? So it's important to understand what you can do when you're dealt with these adversities. And Andy has some tips here for you.
So when you get stuck, I hear this actually happened a couple times last week where I heard a deal last minute fell through, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, what happened? What's going on? First, it's understanding that failure is part of the business. So understanding, don't just think it's going to be, oh, I'm going to sell a couple properties a month. This is going to be easy peasy. This is going to be part of the world you're in. So the first thing I would tell you is accept the fact that failure is going to be part of this business. Accept it. Just like Mike and I, we produce all this content. Mm-hmm. I just messed up 2 minutes ago thinking about, oh my God, what did I forget about the group? I'm going to mess up. We're not perfect. But 4 years ago, Mike can tell you, Andy was like, no, we got to have everything perfectly laid out. Uh-huh. Got to have nothing wrong can happen live. It's got to be. And Mike's like, no, dude, like, we're going to mess up. We're going to get better at it. We're going to learn.
Right.
So when a deal falls through, understand that it's okay. Maybe just look back and go, okay, why did it fall through? Look at it and go, okay, I didn't talk to the title company on time. I didn't send this kind of information, whatever that was. And be more strategic about it on the next one. You don't want to make the same mistakes, we're saying, right? But we're saying understand that that's part of the world in real estate.
Right.
Get out of that perfection.
And a real quick shift that you can make when an expectation is not met and you start feeling these negative emotions, right? You start feeling maybe anger, disappointment,
yep,
maybe a sense of shame, right? You start blaming yourself. First thing you can do is tell yourself, don't take it personal.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't take it personal. Understand that this is part of the process, right? And every opportunity is a learning opportunity. And if you could just make that quick shift, it's a mindset shift, right? Where you change your mindset and you just realize, oh, what am I telling myself? This is not about me. This is about them and where they're at and what can I take from this situation so it doesn't happen again? And if it does, it's another learning opportunity. The quicker you're gonna be able to take the next step forward, find your next prospect, and build your business.
Absolutely. So that's the first tip there. And the second tip we wanna give you all is break it into a smaller piece. If you have a big problem, yet you feel the overwhelm, the freezing, right? The paralysis of analysis, you're like, I gotta make 10 calls today, I gotta make 30 calls today, I wanna make $1 million this year, I gotta do all these things, slow down. Here's what you gotta do. Because we had a student that would start off and they were thinking, I wanna be a top producer, I wanna make $250,000 a year. Will that equate, when you reverse engineer it, to X amount of phone calls, which breaks out to maybe 15, 20 calls a day. And you start feeling that overwhelming, you're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Break it into smaller pieces. Mike and I teach this in our program all the time, where he'll literally, Mike will tell me, even when I'm prospecting to get business for the how-to guys, I'm like, Mike, I'm feeling the overwhelm. Mike will tell me the same thing he'll tell students. Make it into a smaller, that you want. You can't make 5 phone calls today, make one. Just make one call today, right? And let's build from there.
Right. So it's important to understand how behavior works, right? And one of the things that we talk about in our program is we obviously break down the process of behavior, which starts off with data, taking in information, obviously wanting to do something, and then taking action, right? There's a response to you wanting it, right? And that cycle right there, those three steps, if you master those three steps, you're going to take action. But what is going to get you to take action again and again and again is the feeling. It's feeling good. It's feeling a sense of reward in what you're doing, right? And it has to be an immediate reward, right? So when you break things down right away, well, guess what you're able to do? You're able to accomplish that little thing, which in turn makes you feel good, which in turn makes you want to do it again. And there's actually chemicals being released in your brain that are encouraging you to do these steps, these actions again. And that's ultimately what you want to do by breaking it down and making these tasks smaller. What you're doing is you're using your biological system to generate the motivation, if you will, to actually create or actually execute on the task that you have laid out for you.
Awesome. So there you have it. Number one, how to deal with adversity as a realtor? Accept it. It's part of the process. It's okay to fail. Let's learn from it. And number two, break that big task into a very, very small, very little one that it doesn't even take any effort to do, which, like Mike says, will begin to show proof in the pudding, belief in yourself, start that momentum and move forward. So those are the two tips there that we're gonna give you all that you can execute right now to get through adversity as a realtor. And remember, guys, the webinar, I want you all to join that. If you want more free content, I want you all to join that. Go to howtoguys.com/webinar, where it's gonna show you exactly why you know what you should be doing, but you're just not doing it. So check out that webinar. And also, if you hear something in these podcasts or in any of our videos that makes you think of somebody, can you please share that with them? Because that's a thank you to Mike and I to grow our business, because what we want to do is we want to single-handedly reduce the awful numbers of failure rate in the real estate agent community, and we want to do our best to do so and make real estate agents successful. So if you share these messages to get people, make them better in the real estate business, that's a big thank you, and we appreciate that. And hit the like buttons, the emojis, all the little funny faces. We all love that, and we appreciate that. And that's it, right, Mike?
That's it.
All right. And as we say in all of our videos, guys, never stop
discovering, creating, and becoming the person you're meant to be. Bye now.